There is only one podcast that can legitimately call itself the voice of reality TV. Download the show at rffradio.com. We are not sure if they can play nice with each other, so now, from separate studios deep in the Husker Nation of Nebraska and in the Big Apple, are Rob and Trevor with the Reality TV Podcast.
Welcome to the longest-running reality TV podcast on the internet. And you know, when you hear Rob's voice, it's never a good sign.
Always very bad things coming.
The world takes a collective sigh of disappointment.
That's right. I'm sorry, you guys. Listen, Star Wars is coming out this weekend. You can handle like a down week on RFF.
Trevor, right? Trevor is in line for Star Wars. That's where he is today.
I'm sure. He's there with his Obi-Wan robe.
Yep, he is. No, he's more of a Jar Jar Binks kind of guy. You know, if anybody loves Jar Jar, it's Trevor.
No
doubt. Now, let me tell you, Trevor, Jar Jar Binks, 84.8% of the time is underrated.
If anybody is going to make the case for most underrated characters, Jar Jar Binks, it's Trevor.
It is Trevor.
No doubt. No one else. Misa love Jar Jar. Misa do a podcast.
Yeah, no, Trevor and I have been busy the last couple weeks. It's been a couple weeks since we sat down to do a podcast.
Has it really been that long?
It's been 2.5 weeks.
Oh, man.
And yes, I talked to him today, and I was like, hey, can we do one before Survivor? And he's like, I've got a holiday party. It's just a tough time of year. It's terrible.
Yeah, I'm feeling it, too. It's been a crazy December.
It has been.
A lot of stuff going on. I'm in the midst of finals week right now. It's been kicking my ass the last week. And then, you know, prepping for Star Wars tomorrow. Yeah. I'm going to midnight showing, doing podcasts. It's a fun time, but it's a crazy time.
It is. But yeah. I wanted to do a little talk about Survivor. It's fun to try to predict what's going to happen with Survivor. And then when you guys are listening to this after the finale has aired and see how wrong we are.
Yeah. And I'm always wrong.
That's what's fun about it.
I am never right about these predictions.
Although I will tell you this. I was right about the Amazing Race that Justin and Diana were not going to win. The most dominant team we've seen in the Amazing Race in a while. Loses the Amazing Race.
Okay, so all right, we'll do Amazing Race quick then.
Yeah.
I saw that the team that won hadn't won a single leg the entire time.
Right, exactly.
That's funny. I love when that happens.
I do too, because it just proves to you that it does not matter how dominant you are throughout the season.
Didn't Keisha and Jen do that on the season that came back?
I think so.
Yeah.
But a couple seasons ago we were talking about the same thing. When Amy and Maya won, Misty and Jim, the dentist, and the soul surfers, Adam and Bethany, were pretty dominant teams. And Amy and Maya, who really hadn't done much better than fourth most of the season, wins the final leg and wins $1 million.
Yeah, that's the thing about Amazing Race. And I've had many problems with the show, and I don't watch it anymore. Yeah. And it's just sort of become boring and formulaic. But a lot of the times I would watch and complain, like, this is not a race for first. This is a race for not last.
Right.
That's the key with Amazing Race.
It is.
It's not about winning. It's about not losing.
Yep.
And even sometimes if you lose, you can get saved in a weird non-elimination leg, and then that person goes on to win, or that team goes on to win, and it's a joke.
Yeah.
So I don't know. That's one of my problems with Amazing Race, besides the fact that it's boring and formulaic and dull.
And it's going to be terrible next season with these fucking Vine and YouTube stars.
I heard this news. And I couldn't help but roll my eyes.
Oh, my God.
My favorite phrase in the world is Vine celebrity.
Yeah, Vine celebrity.
I love that phrase so much. It's the biggest oxymoron in the world. Oh, what do you do? I'm a Vine celebrity.
I'm a Vine celebrity.
People know who I am on this obscure social media app. That's what I do.
How do you honestly, this is an honest question, and this is how stupid I am. But how do you monetize that? How do you go from being an attractive Vine, because they're all attractive. They're famous because they're pretty.
Most of them.
All of them.
They're certainly not funny.
No.
So that's not the reason.
There's
they certainly
no
don't
talent.
Have any comedic ability.
They make Jinies tickle. So that's why they're famous. That's the only reason. So how do you monetize that?
I don't know if they do. I think these people just have day jobs, which is, again, why they need to give themselves the label of Vine celebrity.
Maybe.
You know? Because they're not a celebrity.
No.
Okay? Anytime you put an adjective in front of the word celebrity, you're not an actual celebrity.
I'm a podcast celebrity.
Exactly. Exactly, Rob. Yep. You are a podcast celebrity.
I am. And all of the things that come along with it.
That's right. All the fame, fortune, and just raw pussy.
Exactly. I'm just raw dogging it every night to any girl who will show up to my house.
Crushing the poontang.
Crushing some strange.
Didn't you use that word in a text chain?
I did.
I won't go into the specifics, but... Well, Rob and I were texting about something this weekend, and he said he used the word strange to mean vagina. It killed me. Absolutely killed me.
Can't pass up the strange.
No, you... And this is why people hate it when I'm on.
Yeah, it is.
I'm sorry. No, we won't get into
this
that.
This is the fun, though, that we have on 2 Cents Radio.
It is. And where should people go to listen to all that fun each and every 3 weeks?
TwoCentsRadio.com.
Oh, great site.
T-W-O.
Yeah. Or, didn't you have, don't you have the other one, too?
I don't think so, no.
Okay, don't do that then.
Yeah, TwoCentsRadio.com.
Whenever we feel like doing a show.
We have fun. I love doing 2 Cents.
It is a great time.
It is.
And I wish we got a chance to do it more.
I love this show, too. I just have lost the passion for reality TV that I had 10 years ago.
Yeah, that's the problem when you do one topic and you become that guy.
Yeah.
Is, you know. But 2 Cents Radio, that's the fun of it. It's always something different.
It is.
Whatever we feel like talking about.
We talked about... what did we talk about last week?
Oh, jeez.
We went pretty deep.
Well, we talked about porn.
Yeah.
Quite a bit.
That's right.
Gay porn.
Gay porn.
What it's like to be a straight guy doing gay porn.
Gay for pay.
Gay for pay.
But we were talking about something.
Talked about gun violence.
What did we get so deep on?
I think that's what we got deep on.
No, we were talking about ratings of something.
Oh, yeah, we're talking about a lot of TV. We're talking about Walking Dead and television ratings and Netflix.
Right.
Let me pull it up.
Yeah.
Christmas time, Nebraska brands.
That's right.
We got some tweets on that. Shaving. Yep. Oh, we don't need to get into that. We talked about Trump, Star Wars, social media, everything. Yep. Whole potpourri. It was a fun time.
A potpourri.
It's a potpourri. So
I hate that word.
Potpourri?
Potpourri.
I love it because Alex Trebek loves saying it.
Stupid word.
Every time I hear it on Jeopardy, it's the greatest thing.
But no, The Amazing Race. Ends with a fizzle again, I guess.
Shocker.
I know.
Amazing Grace is not revolutionizing the TV landscape. Who would have thought?
It isn't anymore after 27 seasons. But that's the thing with Survivor. What are we on, 31 seasons of Survivor now?
Yeah, but I'll tell you, and I don't know what your opinion is on it, but I've loved this season.
It has been a good season.
Really loved
it. But why can't The Amazing Race come up with something like this? I mean... I'm not saying bring back old teams. I'm just saying a season that's interesting. What has happened?
I think, well, here's the thing. Survivor is, by its nature, a show with less rules.
Maybe.
And therefore is more...
More open-ended.
Yeah, it's more open-ended and it can evolve more.
Right.
The nature can always change and it is just a format that every season, although it is a bit formulaic at times and the structure is pretty similar from season to season. It is, each season can still have their own flavor or flair to it, just because the game, there's so many ways to play it. Amazing Race doesn't have that malleability, I don't think.
No.
So, that's my opinion, at least.
Yeah, I don't know. I just, The Amazing Race needs to do something, and it's not Vine and YouTube stars.
That's true. Because I think, also, Amazing Race, what they don't need more of is shallow, one-dimensional characters.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's all you're going to get with a social media
it
season.
Is.
You know, just a bunch of one-dimensional, you know, one-liner couples that just, you know, cheese it up for the cameras. I don't think, like, that's the direction to go.
No.
You know, you need, like, characters that you care about and that are complicated, and that's what Survivor did so well. Amazing Race did used to do that very well.
Yeah.
Like, was it season 7 with Boston Rob and Amber?
Oh,
and,
yeah. Yeah.
And Euchenna and Joyce and Meredith and Gretchen. Am I right about that? Yeah.
Yeah.
Gretchen and Meredith. Like, though, I remember that season being one of my favorite reality seasons of all time because I really cared for the characters and I really, you know, rooted for some of them and rooted against some of them.
But is that just us getting older and jaded, though? Like,
could be.
I mean, is that just us growing up?
It's possible.
Because that's what I think that too. Like, season 13, one of my favorite, besides the fact that we got to be such good friends with a lot of the people on that season, taking that away, I still loved season 13 of The Amazing Race.
But yeah, great characters, great casting. Yeah. That's everything in reality TV.
But God, it just, they haven't had that magic season since.
No. Well, they haven't. They went on autopilot and casted the same archetypes every year.
Yeah.
And they really didn't get into, it's all about, it's fast paced and they're racing and there's quick edits and there's cuts and it's supposed to be fast and amazing. But sometimes you just want to settle down and spend some time with these people. And that's what Survivor does so well. That's why it's still on and getting great ratings 31 seasons in.
And a great season coming up to an end tonight.
Yeah. Really exciting. So, you last talked about it in November, right?
About October. No. No, I don't even know when we last talked about it. I just can't believe the finale's here already. There's still six people left out there.
Yeah. Did you talk about the fishback boot?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we talked about that, how stupid that was.
Yeah, it really was.
You don't – and we'll reiterate it again – do not, if you have an advantage like that, split your vote. That was the dumbest thing ever. Why? You have two votes. Why are you splitting them?
It's, yeah. I mean, well, the idea was, okay, I don't understand this, and this
because,
wasn't portrayed
because,
well.
Okay, let's say this. What if, so he, Steven took away Joe's vote. I know this is ancient history in the show, but I don't care. Steven took away Joe's vote. Potentially, Joe could have voted for Abby Maria, and Steven could have voted for Joe, and the same results could have happened.
But that wasn't what ended up happening. He knew that Joe was going to vote for him.
Maybe. Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, he knew that was coming.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
So the idea, what everything came down to is he thought that, and he really trusted this, and this is kudos to Spencer. This is what we're hearing in all the post interviews. Is that Spencer really convinced Steven that he was with him.
Yeah.
Like, really convinced him. And Steven was like, all right, I got him. They had relationships pre-show. They there was a lot of strategizing that happened pre-show that if you listen to, like, the podcast that shouldn't be named, really gets into it a lot. So he thought he had Spencer. So splitting the vote, even if Joe has an idol, they can still be okay. That was the idea of it.
Stupid. He's an idiot.
I don't know why they thought Joe had an idol.
Yeah.
And that wasn't portrayed well on the show, I guess. No. But I don't know. And if you really thought he had an idol, then just put all your votes on Abby then.
Yeah.
You know? But
Because Steve isn't a fucking idiot. That's why.
I love Steven.
Steven's a fucking idiot.
Oh, stop it.
He's a moron.
Stop it.
He's an idiot. And this proves it. This is the dumbest thing ever.
He overthought it and he overplayed. No doubt about it.
Biggest bonehead decision of the year right there.
Oh, I don't know. I don't think we can go that far.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
That's the only one that's going to get nominated.
Not a single Big Brother bonehead decision with that cast this year. I could give you at least five.
Good. I need help with nominations.
Okay. We'll get there when we get there. But, all right. Anyway. So, I really like Steven and I'm bummed he's not there. But.
I'm not.
Here's what I find odd.
Go
since
Keith,
then.
Go.
You love your Keith Nail. You love Keith. Why do you love Keith so much?
I don't know, because he's the least despicable one out there.
You've always loved Keith. Does he like remind you of your dad or something?
Go Keith, go. I don't know. I just Keith.
I feel like Trevor would like Keith.
Trevor, I don't know who Trevor likes. Jeremy? I think Trevor likes Jeremy.
I could see that.
Yeah.
But Trevor loves, like, the bonehead dudes that just go with the flow and have no idea
that's
what's
why he
going
loves
on.
Jar Jar Binks.
That's exactly. It's Philip Shepard. It's all the same. But no, Keith. All right. Let's rank the final six.
Okay.
Here. Who is, and not in terms of who's going to get voted out next or anything, but who is least likely to most likely to win?
Likely to win, Kimmy.
I agree.
Followed Kimmy. By Kelly.
Oh, that's incorrect. That is false.
No, that is.
That is
okay,
false.
Okay, Tasha.
No.
Kimmy, Tasha, Kelly, stop. Keith, Spencer, Jeremy.
Stop.
That's
stop,
the order.
Stop. From if Kelly's in the most. End, she wins.
Kelly Wentworth?
Yeah.
Are you watching the same show?
What am I missing?
She's
she
an
had
idiot.
An incredible idol play.
Ah.
Incredible.
Incredible, okay.
Yeah.
But it
record breaking. Most votes cast against someone when they played an idol.
Okay.
All time record.
Whoopty fucking shit.
She's a big fan. People love her. She was in a significant minority with Abby and Cass and Sierra and herself.
Right.
Significant minority, and she still is somehow in the final six with an idol. Played really well.
That's true. Does Jeremy have an idol?
Yes.
Okay. So we still have two idols.
Floating around.
They have to be used by the final four. Correct?
Final five is the last tribal they can use it.
Oh, final five. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, those are still floating around. I think if Kelly makes it to the end, she wins. I don't think she'll make it to the end.
No.
I mean, she's got an idol, so we'll see. And she's pretty good in the immunities. But
so Kimmy becomes the new Abby, since Abby's gone.
I think you got to drag Kimmy to the end.
You drag Kimmy to the end.
Yeah. So, yeah, I go Kimmy at six. Then I think I go Keith at five.
Wow.
No one's voting for Keith. I'm sorry. As much as you love Keith.
Wow.
No one's voting for Keith. Then you go... Yeah, then I think you go Tasha, Kelly,
Tasha,
Spencer, Jeremy.
Tasha is more or less likely to win than Keith.
Yeah. Yeah. More.
No, less likely.
He's more likely.
Less likely.
Tasha's more likely to win. Yeah.
I would put Tasha below Keith.
What show are you watching? She's a power player. She's been a power... You may not like her.
No.
I'm not the biggest Tasha fan in the world. I'll admit that.
Just because you talk a big game in your confessionals doesn't mean you're a power player.
She does talk a big game.
Tasha is as about delusional as Abby when it comes to this game.
Oh, come on. Get out of here.
Because Abby's like, oh, I gotta figure out who I'm gonna take with me to the end. And Tasha's the same way.
I like Tasha.
She's an idiot.
I don't love Tasha. Danny loves Tasha. Danny's a big... And I never really got that. I never really got the love for Tasha.
Oh,
Danny loves
her. We haven't got to talk to Danny about this season of Survivor.
Get him on after the finale,
I miss Danny.
Get him on. I do too, man.
Oh.
I really miss him. I think we can get him on.
I think so. But no, yes. Tasha's delusional.
No, she's not.
Stop. She is.
Stop
My
it.
Favorite line, though, from Abby last week was, wow, now I gotta figure out who I'm gonna take with me to the end. Do you, Abby? No, you don't fucking have to. Because you're getting dragged to the end if you make it that far.
There's a power player.
Ugh.
Abby Maria. I want to say, big, let's pour one out for Abby Maria.
No, let's not.
Let's pour one out for
her.
Yeah,
I'll pour one out right down the fucking drain.
I think the season was significantly better because Abby Maria was on it.
No.
Significantly better. I thought she was great. I thought her stuff with Varner was phenomenal. Varner giving her a hug and saying, you bitch.
Yeah.
Was just the greatest moment ever. Really good. Really good. Which reminds me, Jeff Varner was on this show. You remember that?
That's right.
Yeah. A lot of people that got voted out early that I love.
Fuck Jeff Varner. He's not allowed to be talked about on this show anymore.
Well, serves him right to get voted out that early.
It does. Because he wouldn't have got voted out if he would have come to talk to me first.
You would have given him all the strategy?
I would have given him every bit of advice for him to be in the final four.
Yes. Good point, Rob.
Fuck that guy.
Serves him right.
I hope he never is back on Survivor again.
All right, so I am confused about Spencer. I'm confused.
Is it his bulge and his big green fucking...
It's really giving me weird feelings. And I don't know how to take them. All right. Here's the thing with Spencer. What's his plan here?
He has none.
What's his plan?
He doesn't have
none. Like, he's played a very good game. And I think, again, if he makes it to the end, he wins. Should have been voted out, like, week three.
There's been so much focus, though, this season on, well, every week is a new game. And I feel like, yes, to an extent, that's right. But I feel like Spencer has made that his life motto.
Yeah.
You know, like, every week isn't a new game, Spencer.
Yeah. I'm calling bullshit on that whole philosophy.
Yeah, I am
too. I'm not buying into this voting block thing.
No.
And the only reason why is because I see now, of the final six, we're saying Jeremy has the best shot to win. And it would be a very weird edit if he didn't win, but regardless.
I don't think Jeremy wins.
You don't think so?
No, I don't.
He's in a good position, though, right?
He's in a good position, but I don't know if he wins.
It's possible. But I'm just saying, like, of all the people, we're saying he has a really good position. He has been the guy this season that has been focused on making an alliance and is not giving into this voting block thing.
Right.
You know? And that, I think, the old school mentality, I think, still works. In a season that's been very complicated and a lot of nuances to the game, and it's been really exciting and fun to watch. But you look at all these people that didn't try to lock down that long-term alliance, and they're no longer around.
Right.
You know? I think there is something to still be said for take your alliance as far as you can go. They turn on you, they turn on you. But right. Trust who you think you can trust. So, and I don't understand why Spencer has flipped a few too many times, I think.
Yeah, he has.
And he's been doing it pretty well. He flipped on Steven, which was fine. But then once you flip on Steven, why are you not committing? Why are you going back over to Jeremy and Tasha?
Right.
I think you'd do much better if you're with Wentworth, Abby, and who else is she with?
You go back to Jeremy and Tasha because you want to get rid of Joe. Because you want to be the big dog. I mean, that's why he flipped back, I feel like.
I don't know. Do you have to get rid of Joe? Is that necessary?
Yeah, it is if you want a chance to win.
I don't think Joe wins in the end.
If you're Spencer, yes, he does.
I don't think he does. I honestly don't believe he does.
How do you not give Joe the $1 million when he, for six straight weeks, is the biggest target and has to win out immunity to even get to the finals?
In a group that has been so strategically intense this entire year, it's all about the strategic game. These are like all super fans that have analyzed it. Maybe Savage votes for Joe. Maybe, I don't know, who else on the jury? There's not many, maybe Kimmy or somebody. But if you look at these people, Cass, Sierra, Steven, if Jeremy ends up being on the jury, like these real super fans of the game, they're not voting for Joe. They're going to vote for someone that's played strategically well.
Yeah.
I don't understand the fear of Joe, because you can always get rid of Joe.
But if you're Spencer, if you're just almost there to win immunity and can't, you see Joe as a threat.
If I'm Spencer, I think they're always going to vote out Joe before me. That's what I think.
True.
And if I'm in a group with Wentworth, Abby, Maria, Joe, and myself.
If Joe has immunity every week, as Spencer being almost the second strongest person there, you're the target. So you have to take Joe out when you have the chance.
I don't know. If I'm in a final eight, and I'm sitting there with Kelly Wentworth, Abby Maria, Kimmy, Joe, and myself, I feel pretty good about my position in that alliance.
Well, you do, you unathletic fuck.
I think Spencer would be okay. Get rid of Jeremy. If you're going to get rid of Steven, then get rid of his closest ally. Get rid of Tasha. These people are bigger threats to you. You know?
Again, I feel like you are overestimating Tasha's game based on her big talk confessions.
I still feel like Tasha gets votes. I think people like Tasha in the jury. That's been my impression. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong.
I don't know.
I don't think Joe gets a lot of votes in this type of season. In another season, like if he ends up making it to the end last season, I think he wins, no doubt.
Yeah.
Hands down, he wins. In this season, when it's all been about evolution of the game and voting blocks and numbers and high octane strategy, I don't feel like he's the winner for that type of season. I think Jeremy is. I think Spencer is. I think Wentworth is. I think Steven is. I don't think Joe is. But that's me. So I don't understand what Spencer's plan is here, because if I'm – there, you got to think the next two votes are Keith and Wentworth in some order.
Yeah.
So here I am now. I'm with Jeremy, Tasha, Kimmy, and myself, and Jeremy's going to take me.
Yeah.
When he can take Tasha and Kimmy.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't think he's thought this out.
That's where you have to win immunity to knock Jeremy out.
Tasha and Kimmy are still, they have more of an allegiance to Jeremy than they do to Spencer.
Yeah.
That's just the way it is. And that's where this whole thing of not establishing these alliances earlier, you know, not really locking it down and making real bonds, that's where it hurts you. So I don't know. I don't love Spencer's chances barring some big immunity wins.
I hope Spencer don't win. I don't feel like he deserves to win.
Why?
Just because of this crazy ass game that he's played. This all over the map game.
Yeah, I think it's... So Survivors, it's weird because there's a lot of ways to win because everybody is a different player.
Right.
So there are, if you're Russell Hance, your way of winning Survivor is different from the way that Parvati wins Survivor. It's different from the game that that Mike from last year ends up winning Survivor.
Right.
You know, depending on your strengths and weaknesses, you got to play the best game you can. Spencer in week two was a target. Everybody's saying, Spencer, he's this physical guy. He's young. He was just on a couple years ago. He was great. He knows the game inside and out. He's a strategic threat, social threat, physical threat. I feel like if you're that much of a threat, you need to play hard in order to go far. I feel like that's just the game he had to play.
Yeah.
Jeremy didn't have to play that game. Jeremy can play the dominant Boston Rob type game.
I don't like Jeremy, though, either.
I know you don't like Jeremy. I know you don't. I kind of feel for Jeremy, though, this year.
Why?
I don't know. The stuff with Val kind of hit me.
Oh, the fucking boo-hoo. Everyone has a boo-hoo story. Don't buy into it.
When Val said it's a boy and he started crying, I don't know, that got to me.
Oh, fuck.
It did. You know,
when you're on Survivor, I'll come running out and say, it's a girl! And...
Could you imagine you're my loved one visit? You're waddling out there. It's your podcast co-host, Rob. Nico, who do you want to see today? There's only one person. Can only be one. Start dropping swear words.
You dumb motherfucker.
Get over here, you cunt.
It's a girl, you motherfucker. And then you start crying.
I would.
And then suckers like you watching it home are like, oh, I really want Nico to win because he's going to have a girl.
He's going to have a gay baby. That's so nice. Oh. So much progress. It's a beautiful thing.
Oh, thanks a lot, Obama.
What is that supposed to mean?
No, I was just looking at memes here.
Oh, okay.
I love those Thanks Obama ones, by the way.
Obama. Did you watch the debate last night?
I didn't. I was watching Star Wars.
I was watching Santa Claus 3. I got it on my DVR, though.
I didn't even DVR it. I forgot all about it till like 11 o'clock.
I saw that Trump wants to kill civilians.
Of course
he just
does.
Said that. He just said that. Like a college student asked him, you want to kill the family members of ISIS. How does killing civilians make us any different from them? And he goes, so they're allowed to kill us, but we're not allowed to kill them. He basically said that.
It's great.
And he also wants to shut down the internet. No, he wants to shut down our internet.
You know what? It's probably for the best at this point.
But then I'm sitting there, wait a minute, there's only one internet.
Yeah.
Our internet is their internet.
Yeah.
But anyway, I'm sorry. I don't want to get into too much of a tangent. All right. So if you had to make a winner pick, who is it?
Keith.
You're crazy. The fuck out of here.
Kimmy. We're going to go with Kimmy.
Kimmy. Good pick. Solid pick. It's a second chance for Kimmy Kaffenberg.
What if Kimmy comes out tonight winning this fucking show?
What an amazing second chance opportunity. What, Kimmy Kaffenberg,
what
20
if,
years
though?
Later.
What if, though? What if?
It'd be great. It'd be the ultimate troll.
It would be, right?
in a season of unpredictability. The woman with literally 30-second screen time in one confessional. With an incredible second chance.
Kimmy.
I'm done with the second chance narrative.
Oh, I am too.
I'm done. I love Jeff. They call it the Jeff Probst Award for a reason. I love Jeff. We got to done with the second chances.
Yeah.
This challenge was first.
I know. Who cares? Oh, it's a second chance for the puzzle. Is it fucking Jeff? Fuck you. You laugh, but that's what he said last week.
He did.
The storyline here is that it's a second chance for the puzzle.
This puzzle has been waiting in the wings.
Yeah.
With a chip on his shoulder.
No one picked this puzzle the last time we played this game.
But the fans voted him back in. This time, the puzzle gets redemption. Did you hear that story about Spencer?
No.
Spencer memorized that puzzle.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So, I guess a fan, I saw this on that Facebook group for Survivor, ended up sending him a message on Facebook saying, hey, this one puzzle was never chosen. You know, it might be worth looking it over and studying it in case they use it again.
Oh, my God.
So he paused the screen, traced out the pieces on a piece of paper, and memorized how to do the puzzle.
Oh, my God.
And that's how he did it so fast, because Probst was shocked. You did it in 5 seconds. How is that possible? He had to memorize.
Wow.
Yeah. So you're telling me Spencer does not play hard and win the... Come on.
What a cheating hooker.
That's what it takes, man. Like, that dude is for real. I don't understand his strategy. I don't know what his plan is. Maybe he knows better than me.
He's crazy. That's why I don't want him to win $1 million, is I think he's nuts.
I love Spencer.
He's crazy.
I do love Spencer.
I like him, too.
You loved him the first time.
I did. I just don't like him this time.
Why?
Just swinging that cock everywhere.
Got a big bulge. Very big bulge.
I don't know who wins this game. Honest.
It could be a few people.
Kimmy could come out of this game.
Kimmy ain't winning shit. So, okay, we also have confirmed it's not a final four.
It's a final three.
Yeah, that was the speculation.
Yeah.
But it is a final three. Four tribal councils is what the commercial said. So right. It is a final three.
Four tribal councils?
Yeah.
Get it down to... Two people. Yeah,
you get it down to three and then the final tribal council.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah. Okay, so I think they vote. Oh, this is interesting. See, here's the thing. Kelly's idol is really going to come into play here.
Yeah, well, so is Jeremy's.
It might, but no one knows Kelly has an idol.
No.
No one knows it. So I feel like they don't have the votes to split.
No.
Unless they pull Keith in.
Right.
So I feel like they vote for Kelly in final six. She uses her idol. Her and Keith vote Jeremy?
Could.
And then Jeremy uses his idol. And then no one gets votes?
Yeah. What happens?
It's a great question.
Kelly and Jeremy both play their idol.
Yeah.
And they're the only two to get votes.
Yeah.
What happens?
Like there's probably a revote, right?
Has to be.
Without them. Yeah.
So essentially, the immunity challenge winner, which could be Spencer.
Probably.
Jeremy and Kelly are all immune. So you got Tasha, Kimmy, and Keith.
Unless Keith wins immunity because he's great at
the challenge. He is really good at it. He is a challenge beast.
Yeah. Yeah, so then anybody could go then.
Yeah.
That's interesting. I feel like a power player gets taken out in that first tribal council.
Yeah.
In the dominant alliance.
I hope it's Jeremy, because I can get behind Spencer winning. I just can't behind Jeremy.
I think Jeremy's got that edit, though, man. He's got that edit. It'd be a weird edit if he didn't win.
That's why it pisses me off that he wins, is because I've seen the edit from the very first episode.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. Stop hand-feeding us.
Yeah.
The shit.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. I think... Huh, that's interesting. I mean, he could get taken out at six.
Yeah.
I mean, this is all speculation. I have no idea what's going to happen. But, like, he could not play his idol and get taken out there. It's possible.
Yeah.
It's possible. But I do think a member of the Dominant... I think Wentworth makes a dent in the Majority Alliance. Either Tasha, Spencer, Jeremy, or Kimmy goes home. Then I think it's going to be all for nothing because Kelly's going to get voted out the next time.
Yeah.
And then I think Keith gets taken out.
So you're saying Spencer, Jeremy, Tasha in the final three?
No, I think it's Jeremy, Kimmy, and whichever between Tasha and Spencer doesn't get voted out at six. So, yeah, I'd say Tasha, if I had to guess. I'd say Tasha's in the final three, and then I think Jeremy wins. That's my guess.
I hope Jeremy don't win.
I know you don't like Jeremy.
Go, Keith, go.
I'll root for Keith. I'll be team Keith Nail tonight.
Okay. I hope I get to watch it live tonight so you and I can text.
What are you doing?
Well, I don't know.
All right.
I might not be home.
I got a lot of stuff to do too, but hopefully I'll.
You better be if I'm watching it live, you better be watching it live.
Yeah, I got to finish these freaking papers.
Yeah, well, you can text and type on your computer at the same time.
Yeah, all right.
Get your Mac.
I'll live tweet if anybody's listening to this. Which that's the thing about the show though, is that they're going to listen to it by the time the thing has come out.
I know.
Yeah. We're only going to look like idiots.
We are. That's what I said at the beginning of the show.
Yeah.
This does no good other than you can point and laugh at how stupid we are.
Yeah.
When Kimmy's cashing her $1 million check tomorrow morning.
Did you hear Vetus is not invited to the finale?
Really?
Yeah.
What happened?
So he left Ponderosa early.
Oh, yeah. I heard that.
To be with his son, I guess. He wanted to be with his one-year-old son, that villain. And so they're like, hey, you're not getting invited to the finale.
Wow.
That seems not cool.
What? That Vetus decides that, oh, fuck this. I got voted out first, so I'm going to be a sore loser?
I don't think he was a sore loser.
He was a sore loser.
I don't know. I feel like you just want to... You don't want to hang out after you lost.
Yeah.
I don't think he's been that sore about it. You don't want to be in Ponderosa with Jeff Varner and PG.
Why the fuck not?
You want to be with Shireen for the next 3 weeks?
Yes.
Come on.
I'll fuck the crazy out of her.
Oh my God.
Why not take a free... it's a free vacation.
I guess.
Do a little work.
What are you going to do in Cambodia?
Oh, you go to work. You work. It's a job.
I don't know. I kind of feel bad. It seems like a severe punishment, though.
It isn't. If you're going to be a big baby about it and go, oh, I was voted out day three, I'm going to go home, then fine. We don't need you.
All right.
I understand. I get it.
Okay. Yeah, so Vita's not coming back.
Okay, well, fuck him.
Oh, here we go. Survivor tie votes and hidden immunity idols explained.
Ooh.
So here we go. Give more detail. What happens in the event at a tie at the final tribal councilman? Oh, no. Here's what we know about tie votes and hidden immunity idols from both. Oh, okay. Let me read this to you.
Okay.
During tonight's finale of Survivor Cambodia, CBS promises a shocking tribal council delivers a survivor first.
Ooh.
In the preview that followed last week's episode, Jeff Probst stands over an open voting urn with no votes visible and says, for the first time in 31 seasons, while we don't know what happens, two plausible possibilities involve the two remaining hidden immunity idols in play or a tie vote possibly during the final vote. If both Kelly Wentworth and Jeremy Collins played their idol, everyone else, Spencer Bledsoe, Tasha Fox, Kimmy Kappenberg, and Keith Nail, votes for one of them, it could potentially result in no votes being recorded, exactly what we're talking about. That has never happened on Survivor, nor has there been a tie during the final vote. Of course,
there will not be a tie in the final vote.
No, I don't think
that's not what they were teasing.
Okay, here's the possibilities. If there's a tie, there's a revote. If producers decide there's a deadlock after one or more votes, the tied contestants leave and the others have 2 minutes to discuss and decide in an open forum which of the tied contestants should be eliminated.
What?
Yeah.
What happened to drawing rocks?
If there are three or more people tied and during the discussion the other players decide that one of those three players should not be eliminated, that person rejoins. Ah, no, that's Okay. If the discussion fails, the two contestants who were tied are now immune, and everybody else except whoever holds immunity from the challenge draws rocks, sending someone home at random. The dreaded purple rock,
okay,
et cetera, et cetera. Deadlock, the tie shall be resolved in a manner solely to be determined by a producer. So we know nothing.
So whatever the fuck they decide.
Oh, Jeff Rose actually addressed this possibility in a video Q&A 3 years ago. They would be immune and would revote, and you would have to vote for somebody else. Makes sense.
Okay.
So there you go. Off a reality blurred.
I love those guys.
It's only one guy.
I love that guy.
He's a good guy.
Is that Andy?
Andy Denhart, yep. Yeah. Andy Denhart.
Love him.
Good blogger.
He's the best.
He's a blog celebrity.
Well, he is.
Definitely is. Was really good to you during the whole Jessica thing.
Yeah.
Really gave you guys a lot of credit.
Man, that was a long time. 2008.
Jeez.
I know, right? Oofta.
Oofta. Is right.
Well, does that do it for us?
I think it does.
I think so.
This was fun.
This was cool. I closed out the window, so I don't know have my ending music up.
Okay.
There it is. How can people get a hold of you?
NicoEmpire.com is the place to be.
It sounds like a terrible website.
It's an awful website.
Probably one that'll give you a virus, so stay away from it.
Yeah, it's a lot of malware, but you'll get a ton of porn, so that'll help you. If you're into 2.5 hour recaps of the Santa Claus trilogy,
so go to that website. So no one.
We did. You're going to hate this. We did each Santa Claus movie in the Santa Claus trilogy. We did like an hour on each of them.
Oh, my God.
And it's a big mega podcast for Christmas.
Don't listen to that. Just go to twocentsradio.com.
Or, yeah. There's a link to 2 cents on there.
Okay, good.
There you go.
Look at you actually promoting the shows you're on.
Yeah.
The good shows.
I promote my shows. So, yeah.
Twitter.com/RobRFF. That's how you get a hold of me.
Oh, tweet me at Funny Nico Tweets.
There you go.
And tell me how much you hate me.
And thanks for listening. Congratulations to Kimmy on her $1 million victory.
Oh.
On Survivor.
Redemption.
Redemption. The second chance. This was a second chance victory. For that puzzle.
For the puzzle.
Oh, have a great week, everybody. We'll catch you back here soon.